You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast. Hi there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Domfield. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to disable AirDrop on your iPhone in iOS. All right, well, we got a couple things going on with this AirDrop thing. What is AirDrop? Maybe some of you don't know what AirDrop is. AirDrop is a feature that Apple have given us. It was built into our iPhone and Mac and other Apple devices that allows us to transfer files. So in other words, if I have some photos or contacts or some media files I want to transfer to my Mac, it could be very easy. I just find my Mac, I share with it, and then I just AirDrop it to my Mac, and all the files get transferred back and forth, which is really cool. It's very useful when I'm at a convention too. So if I want to say I want to AirDrop my business card to other iPhone users, I can just say, here's my business card or my contacts, and I can AirDrop it directly to their phone. Can be very useful. However, I would think some of you or a lot of you probably never use AirDrop or don't want to use AirDrop. It's one of those things, you use it or you don't use it. That's pretty much what I've found. And for myself, I don't use it all that often. It's rare, but it does happen from time to time. However, that's what AirDrop is. The reason why you want to consider, and I'm going to show you the three different options that AirDrop gives you in terms of functionality and who you can send AirDrop or simply turn off. You know, you probably have heard a lot of articles out there, or not, if you're not aware of this, it can be a security problems at times as well. Because what happened is, if I'm in a close proximity to a mass amount of people, let's just say concerts or a restaurant or airport or even in the airplane itself, if there is another iPhone user, and it does happen, which is, oh my gosh, it just makes you want to strangle them, what they will do, they will try to AirDrop to you photos and things like that that could be very obscene or things you just don't want from them. And what's even scarier is that your AirDrop contains some information that you probably didn't know that you're sharing with other people. For example, it tells them your phone name. So if you put your name on it, so it says Thomas, well, they're going to know there's a Thomas in the proximity. And if you use profile pictures, which I do, I put a picture of my profile so that way my iMessage friends will be able to see my pictures. Well, the disadvantage of that is that any AirDrop user out there, that if your phone is on to everyone, they're going to see your name and your photo of you, and they're going to try to send things to you, unsolicited items that you don't want to share or see from them. So I'm going to show you a couple of those things. It is easy to do. So we'll just go to settings.
Settings.
One finger double tap.
Settings.
And we're going to head on over until we get to general.
General button.
One finger double tap.
About button.
And we're going to look for AirDrop.
AirDrop button.
And once again, one finger double tap.
Selected. Receiving off. Receiving off.
All right. Now you're given three options. You can completely turn this off. If you have never used AirDrop or never planned to use AirDrop, or if you rarely ever use it, you can completely turn it off. Just double tap on that, and that will completely turn off AirDrop. So that way, nobody will see the name of your phone or your pictures if you have provided that in the profile. The other nice part about it, and when I say this, take this with a grain of salt, it will theoretically a smidge better on your battery life. When I say smidge, you probably won't see any difference, but in theory, it does make sense. It will save on battery because it doesn't have to keep constantly seeking for AirDrop users around you. The second option.
Selected. Contacts only.
I have this set to contacts only, which means that you can only talk to and people can only see you if you have them in your contact list. This would be your friends, family, etc. This is kind of a nice compromise, which I use because I do transfer things from time to time in my family. And so I like to keep this on for my Snell. Now, by default,
everyone.
It's everyone. Now, this is a general preferences or a personal preferences, is that you need to consider if you really want that default to have everybody to see you and be able to send you files and stuff. Now, this can be very useful, like I said, if you're in a convention and you want to share business cards or contacts and things like that. you'll be ready to do that is because it's set to everyone. But since I don't do that very often or rarely ever do, so contacts is for me. And if you want to completely go off the grid, I would simply turn that off. I hope this was very informative and makes sense to you. And this will give you the option and choice what you would like to choose. All right. Well, that is going to do for me. My name is Thomas Dumbo. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.